I opened my daughter's lunchbox and found $40 with a note that said, "Thanks for feeding my kid this week." I stared at that crumpled 20 and two tens like they were aliens. My daughter Emma was only 7, and I had no clue whose kid I was supposedly feeding. The handwriting was neat, definitely an adult's, and the note was on some fancy stationery with little flowers on it. When Emma got home from school, I showed her the money and asked what was going on. She just shrugged and said, "Oh, that's from Becca's mom. Becca doesn't have lunch money this week, so I've been sharing my sandwich." My heart melted a little, but I was also confused. Why didn't this mom just pack her own kid lunch? The next morning, I decided to pack extra food just in case. 2 sandwiches, 2 juice boxes, extra crackers. Emma didn't even question it. She just smiled and said, "Thanks, Dad. Becca will be so happy." I dropped her off at school and went to work, but I couldn't stop thinking about this Becca kid. That afternoon, I got a call from the school. "Mr. Williams, we need to discuss something with you about Emma." My stomach dropped. Did she get in trouble? Did something happen? I rushed over there, expecting the worst. The principal, Mrs. Davis, sat me down in her office with this weird look on her face. "Your daughter has been bringing extra food every day this week and sharing with a classmate. We normally don't allow food sharing because of allergies, but we wanted to talk to you about the situation first." She explained that Becca's family was going through a rough patch. Her mom worked 3 jobs but still couldn't afford school lunches. They'd applied for the free lunch program, but there was a waiting list. Meanwhile, Becca had been sitting at lunch with nothing but a water bottle. Emma apparently noticed on Monday and just started splitting everything in half. Her sandwich, her apple slices, her cookies. She'd even been giving Becca her juice box and drinking from the water fountain instead. I was proud of my daughter, but also heartbroken. No kid should go hungry at school. I told Mrs. Davis I wanted to keep packing extra food until Becca's free lunch kicked in. She smiled and said that would be fine, but mentioned that Becca's mom had been trying to find me to pay me back. That evening, there was a knock on our door. A woman in scrubs stood there looking exhausted. "Are you Emma's dad?" she asked nervously. "I'm Janet, Becca's mom. I work at the hospital downtown." She looked like she hadn't slept in days. She pulled out a worn envelope and tried to hand it to me. "I know $40 isn't enough for all the food Emma's been sharing, but it's all I have right now. I get paid again on Friday." Her voice was shaking, and I could see she was embarrassed. I gently pushed the envelope back toward her. "Keep it. Emma wants to share, and we have plenty." Janet started crying right there on my doorstep. She explained that her husband had left 6 months ago, stuck her with all the debt, and she was working as a nurse aide, a cleaning lady, and doing DoorDash at night just to pay rent. That's when I had an idea. "What time do you get home from your hospital job?" I asked. "Usually around 5:30, she said, wiping her eyes. "Would you and Becca like to come over for dinner tonight? Emma would love to have her friend over." Janet looked shocked. "I can't ask you to do that," but I insisted. An hour later, she showed up with Becca, a shy little girl with the brightest smile. The kids ran off to play while Janet and I talked in the kitchen. Turns out Janet was actually a registered nurse, but the only full-time position she could find was across town with terrible hours. She'd been applying everywhere but kept getting rejected. I mentioned that my company's medical office was hiring nurses, and their hours were perfect for single parents. 2 weeks later, Janet got the job. She was able to quit her other 2 jobs and actually be home with Becca in the evenings.